Firstly, Shkoyach to all of you on the Bechinas, Knein Hara. I'm happy that you had a meaningful Chazara. You should also thank Rabbi Bednarz for your getting the Bechinas back in such a timely manner. I used to give them back. My rule was, before I give the next Bechina, I'll mark the first Bechina. And then Rabbi Bednarz came and he began marking Bechinas every 1 or 2 days, and it was Oilos Abusha, Oilos Aklima. So I'm trying to do a Tshuva Samishkal and return them as quickly as possible, and hopefully all the years that I return to late Bechinas, they'll be Soleach Mi Malcho. That was A. B, as many of you know, Baruch Hashem, my wife and I had a grandson at 5:30 this morning, and she's sleeping, but I was up all night, and I'm a little tired, so I apologize if things don't come out the way that I wanted them to come out. The sugi we're beginning now, Ahu Arba, we have over here a daf of Gemara, which moves us into a more general area that most people get into when they begin Bava Metzia. When Rav Chaim begins Bava Metzia, he spends the first month and a half berach on Beis Amud Aleph, in terms of dealing with the issue of Mamana Muta B'Safek. What are Chazal's rules when we have situations of conflicting tainus and a lack of raya? How do Chazal deal with this? And here we have a comparison within the Gemara of different psakim. We have the psak that we begin with the Hu Arba Kodalam Gvar. They move over to Shtei Shtaros, where we have Machlokas with the Yachloku or Shuda the Dayane. Then we move over to the Machlok Parva Chamor, where we have a Yachloku. And then, as you're very much aware, Bava Metzia, on Beis Amud Aleph, we have a Yachloku with a Shvua. And later on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah over there, deals with Yehemunach Hachiyahu Eliyahu. There we have the plethora of options that Chazal had in front of them. And the question is, when do we use which option? What are the options, and when do we use which option? And so we have over here that the Gemara compares the different options. We have Tosos comparing over here the options above Metzia and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. There we have the comparison between the Mishnah and Daf Beis and the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Zayin. Where do we say Yachok with the Shvua, and when do we say Yehemunach? So all of this has to be somewhat integrated. Secondly, we have to ask ourselves, what are the characters of each option? Some of them are relatively obvious. Yachloku means Yachloku. But what is exactly Shuda the Dayana mean? What does, where we're going to begin, what is called Dalam Gvar mean practically? Then we have the issue of, okay, we have all these options. Chazal and the Rishonim distinguished that between the different options, that options have limitations. You can only use an option in a certain within a certain framework. We have the world of Ikula Meka Malay Demilsa, Lekala Meka Malay Demilsa, Dura Demamona, Vadai Ramai. We have all sorts of criteria to push us in different directions to know which options we should be using. And finally, if after everything we're left with two options, which is preferred? In which direction did Chazal want us to go l'chatchila? Which are the l'chatchila options, and which are the more b'diyebet options? That with b'let b'ra, we can't use the l'chatchila option, so let's use the b'diyebet option. Okay, that's overall what we have over here. So let's begin, and if it's okay with you, we'll begin with the Tosos, Dira Maskil, Hahu Arba. The din in Ahu Arba Dave Minsi Alei is the din that Nachman points out when you have a case of Zeomer Shalavosai with Zeomer Shalavosai, moving back to the world of Cheska Sabatim. If each of them claims that this field is their heritage, but no one has any raya, one way or another. There's no raya on Achilas Peiros, there's no Edim on the that either of them had been a Marikama, etc. Just a machlokis in a vacuum. That's the Hu Arba Dabiminsi Ala Betre, Hayamar Didihu, Hayamar Didihu. That's what we have over here. We have a similar case in Bava Metzia, before on Daf Vav, where we had a Gemara over there, on the very, very bottom on Vav Amad Aleph, moving to Vav Amad Beis, Hahu Masuta. There was a bathhouse to have a minsua le betray. Hayamar didihu, hayamar didihu. Again, all we have are tainus. We have no rayas one way or another. So in all of these three cases, the Gemara Paskins call Dalim Gavar. Comes along Tosfos and says, L'chora, we have another case, which also is pure tainus and no raya. B'yim Tomar asks Tosfos, Maishna mishnayim ochazim betalis. Dama b'resh bav metziya diachloku. There we have a Mishnah. Namely, over here we're dealing with the Gemara that brings in the rule of Kol Dalim Gvar. We don't find the rule of Kol Dalim Gvar in the Mishnayos. Why did the Amoraim come up with Kol Dalim Gvar if we have a Mishnah that says that when you have a Zelomir Shalihu, Vezelomir Shalihu, Zelomir Animet Tatsiyah, Vezelomir Animet Tatsiyah, word against a word, and there we have a din of Yachoku. So here we have two approaches. We have one approach of Rabbi Notan, and we have one approach of the Riva. Namely, the distinction between the cases is relatively clear. The question is, what does distinction mean? Rashbam already over here, the Rashbam already was deflects this issue. Hayomar didi, who says the Rashbam? Veloz in the middle of the wide lines. Veloze veloze muchzokimba. That we have an objective distinction between the cases. Here we have a boat floating in the river, and over there in Babensia we have a talus which is held by two individuals. And therefore, once it's held, the Armina call it Dalim Gavar. But what does this distinction mean? What's behind the distinction? That the Rashbam doesn't tell us. He says that we're dealing with two worlds. But what is behind the distinction? That's the machlokas over here between Rabbi Notam and the Riva. So let's look in Tos. So Mefarish Rabbi Notam, the Ochaz in Shiny, explains. In other words, not just states as Rashbam did that Ochaz in Shiny, Kevon Shishnehem Muchzokim, Ein Lanu Lohaniach Shiyigzol Ha'echad Lechaveiro, the Choshev Ki'ilu Anu Yodim Shiyesh Lishnehem Chelek Ba, Shekol Dover Yesh Lehamid Becheskas Mishahu Biyado. And he brings a raya from Naskla de Rav Abba, and then he brings a kasha from the world of the Pikadon, Yehemunach Achiav El Yahu, that the Gemara compares the two. Either Pikadonos are not Muchzokim Bi Yedehem. So it says it's ki'ilu he muchzakim bo, kevan di bikoach shnehem nifkad. The rule is the same, even if the situation may be somewhat different. The Riva says nirad the lav dafka ochazin, mirad the medami rei l'sha'ar, that the Gemara in on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph compares the Mishnah of the Daf Beis to the world of Lamed Zayin, where there's no chazaka. That's not the main thing. By the case of the Pikadon, Vaday Ika Ramai. Hocha, in the case of Shnaim Ochsin Betalis, Emur Travayu Vahade Hadodi Agbuha. Hochinami Ba'arba, Kevan de Ika Ramai, Lo Yachloku, Ela Havedina, Kol Dalam Gavar. Namely, that we have over here the Rabbi Notam and the Riva giving two different distinctions between the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochsin Betalis and the case of Ahu Arba. But over here, it's not the distinction which is important, in my humble opinion. Rashbam already gave the distinction. It's the reasoning behind the distinction. What over here is the basic difference between Rabbi Notam and the Riva? If we were to ask the question, according to Rabbi Notam, which would be, theoretically, if we have two psukim on the table, Kol Dalam Gavar and Yachloku, according to Rabbi Notam, which is the preferred psak if we have the choice, if all our choices are in front of us? And according to the Riva, which is the preferred psak if all our choices are in front of us? Let's take Rabbi Notam. According to Rabbi Notam, which would be the preferred choice? And which is a choice that we're painted into a corner that we have to take? Which how is Rabbeinu Tam explaining? Yes?
Rabbeinu Tam says that we'd rather take Kol Dalam Gavar, but we're not able to
Right. Rebbeinu Tam says that if we had our choice in any situation where we have no rayas one way or another, simply we have tainus, then we would say kol da'olim gvar. However, in Bava Metzia we can't say kol da'olim gvar, because the moment that the two of them are holding on to the talus, and we have a rule shekol machas kol mashatachas yad adam harezes shalo, by saying kol da'olim gvar we bring about a situation of gzela, that one person would be taking away that which belongs to someone else. And therefore, we are limited. We have to say yachloku. But in our in the case of Ahu Arba, here we're not being limited. No one's holding on to it at all, so we can choose the preferred psak. The preferred psak, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is called Dalam Gvar. The psak of yachloku is a forced psak. It's let breira. That when they're hold, that's what he points out. That when kevon d'shnei muchzakim bo. That since our default position is that so we can't use kol dalim gvar, that would bring about a situation of gzela. But in a situation where no one's holding on to it, then we go to our preferred psak, our first choice of kol dalim gvar. Ma she'en kein deriva. What is the Riva's approach? Pum Faker. The ideal psak is Yachloku. However, in a case of Vadai Ramai, where we know it only belongs to one of them, it can't belong to both of them, then we can't say Yachloku. Therefore, we're forced to say Kol Dalam Gvar. When we have a case where there is a possibility, there's an option that it belongs to both of them, then the preferred psak is Yachloku. However, when we're painted into a corner, we have a case of Vadai Ramai, it can't belong to both of them, then we're forced to say Kol Dalam Gvar. Namely, we have over here a machlokes, which is preferable, Yachloku or Kol Dalam Gvar? What is the machlokes? How would you understand the machlokes over here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva? If you were, you know, it's a Rishon, with whom would you have agreed? What would be the crucial point over here on which they could be disagreeing as to who has the upper hand? Again, all things being equal, would we prefer a psak of Yachloku, that's the perish of the Riva, or all things being equal, we prefer a psak of Kol Dalam Gvar, that's the psak of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam just points out that in the case of Shnayim Ochsin, all things are not equal. The Riva points out that in the case of Hu Arba, all things are not equal. But the but had all things been equal, there would have been achokas, which is the preferred psak.
That's a question. The Riva at the end says that even if there's a ramai, they're going to be achokas.
What?
If it's opposite.
Right. Like
yes.
So.
Because it's not a vadai ramai. Because it's not a vadai ramai. In other words, in the case of Shnayim Olchsin, there's always the possibility they both picked it up together. You always have an option that the Yachloku is a true psak. Only if Yachloku can't be a true psak, then we move to Kol Dalam Gvar. As long as there's an option that Yachloku could represent the reality, then Yachloku is better, yes?
The possible distinction could be what's the goal of this?
Let's take that as a second point. Let's think Rosh Katan. Let's think small. You're thinking big, and you're 100% correct. You should always think big. Right? In other words, there's a possibility. Eitzen says we have over here a question of how do we view the role of Bezdin, how do we view the role of jurisprudence, b'chule, b'chule. That certainly is an option, and that fits into many of the marmakamos that I gave you. But let's think small. Let's think small in terms of the two psakim of Yachloku and Kol Dalam Gvar. Which of these two options, Yachloku and Gvar, could we or do we actually have a very basic machlokes rishonim as to what does it mean, as to what is the character of the nature? Yes.
The guy's called
right. By Kol Dalam Gvar, we have a very very basic machlokes. The Rush would be the proponent of one side, but there are many other rishonim who take the other approach, and we could see the language in the Rashbam. What is the basic question in Kol Dalam Gvar? If you were to be an art scroll. And translate Kol Dalam Gvar. How would you translate it?
Just, you know, put the thing there and let the two of them fight it out.
In other words, sort of might makes right. In other words, the, you know, the law of the jungle, mashu kein ze. Is that the nature of Kol Adam and Gvar? Name is Kol Adam and Gvar, simply the Beis Din looks at this case, says, I can't deal with it, and walks away. And so when you have no court system, then, you know, it's the survival of the fittest. Darwin would be very, very proud of Kol Adam and Gvar. Is that the nature of Kol Adam and Gvar? Or what's the other option? The rush? A psak. We have over here a psak. There's a method behind the madness. It's not Beis Din walking away. It's Beis Din being posek. It's, you know, as we have a parallel, a psak, which is parallel to Yachloku, to Shuda the Dayane, to you know, it's to Yehimunach. We have over here a psak of Beis Din. That's a machlokes rishon. We'll get into this machlokes a little later. But I think you're aware that's a machlokes rishonim. Do we view Kol Adam Gvar as a siluk on the part of Beis Din, or do we view it as a psak? If we have these, and we know that these two options exist, which of these would fit better within Rabbeinu Tam, and which of them would fit better within the Rivot? I mean, without having to move over to what Eitan wants to move, just simply in terms of the nature of Kol Adam Gvar. If Kol Gvar is... Right. We'll start the other side. So the other side is more clear. If Kol Gvar is siluk, then right. In other words, if we have two options, one is a psak that Beis Din moves into the case, and the other is that Beis Din raises their hands and say we don't know what to do. That's the riva. The riva says that the preferred is that Beis Din should act. The preferred is the achloku. Beis Din should act. But in a case where we have a vaday ramai and Beis Din can't act because their action would be certainly a lie, then but let Breira, Beis Din will walk away. In other words, if the two options are Beis Din taking, being proactive, or Beis Din throwing in the towel, so the preferred is Beis Din being proactive, that's Yachloku, and the let Breira is Kol Adam Gvar. Masha Enkein, if we view Kol Adam Gvar as a psak, there already we can speak of, well, which psak is better. There already Rabbeinu Tam can fit in. Namely, it could be over here that the Riva viewed Kol Adam Gvar as a siluk, Rabbeinu Tam followed in the footsteps of, or if you want to, the Rush followed in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Tam, viewing it as a psak, and then already you can speak about this being a preferred psak, yes?
I'm going to get into Eitan's issue, but that's true even without Raya's, that Beis Din rather paskin, even though there's no clear Raya?
Sure, because that brings about, even again, leaving aside Eitan's, I mean, that's the, you know, the whole Ech shelo yiyeh, certainly there is a concept of having shalom in the world, whether that is the eker function of Beis Din or not the eker function of Beis Din, but that things should be in an orderly manner rather than in a manner of disorder, that certainly would be better. And if you're dealing, if he's called a gvar is a siluk, then it means that you have Hatfields in the McCoys. It means that basically this can keep bouncing back and forth from party to party over generations, because there's no, Beis Din doesn't want to get involved in it. In other words, no one can claim, you know, words that this is a finality. No one can be Mekadesh and Isha with it. No, in other words, there's basically any bailus would be a temporary bailus, because Beis Din doesn't want to get involved, and so might makes right. Law of the jungle. One generation, you know, it's like a Havdil of Fayavdalas. You know, one generation Shammai will have the upper hand. Next generation Hillel have the upper hand. It can keep going back and forth. That there's not necessarily an olu l'minyan. So if, in other words, so that could be one way of viewing it. We don't have to get involved in questions of jurisprudence. You're not writing over here. There is a the former chief rabbi Rav Yitzhak Herzog wrote the two volumes on Jewish jurisprudence, on what we call Mishpat Ivri, where you know you have to deal with theories of law. So he's going to have to get into what Eitan gets involved in terms of what is the purpose, the function of a Jewish court. But over here, it's one option is not to get involved in that issue, simply to say that we have over here a local problem in terms of the nature of Kol Adam Gvar, and that would determine whether Kol Adam Gvar could be preferred or would necessarily be a last resort. Okay, that's one option. But now let's move over to Eitan. Let's assume that Kol Adam Gvar is a psak. We have a psak of Kol Adam Gvar, and we have a psak of Yachloku. Which then would be preferred? No, so Eitan, follow through.
The goal of Eitan is to be more right or less wrong.
Okay. In other words, let's deal with the nature of the two psukim. I think Rav Hochstein once used the phrase that in Kol Dolam Gvar, 50% of the time you're 100% right. Masha'enken in Yachloku, 100% of the time you're 50% wrong. Right? In other words, that we have over here two different psukim that are headed towards different directions. And this could be the question in terms of what should be the main purpose of Beis Din. And here I sent you to a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban when they deal on the pasuk of Shoftim v'Shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. What is the core of Beis Din? I mean, certainly Beis Din has more than one function, but what is the core of Beis Din? What does the Ramban say in Chumash? What is the core of Beis Din? What is supposed to be their main function? And then what are the ancillary functions? What's the main function of Beis Din? Shoftim v'Shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha.
Make sure everybody's keeping
the mitzvah. No, the Ramban with the Nun. Tziva HaTorah Ad HaElokim Yavod Devar Shnehem V'Nasan B'Prilim Im Kein Mitzvah Shiyu L'Yisrael Prilim. What is the main function of Beis Din? That when you have a fight between two Jews, then they should be able to turn to a Beis Din to decide who is right. That we have over here we have rules of justice to be motzi din emes v'nasan baprilim, and those who are miyasem, those who put those rules into action, that's the Beis Din. The Beis Din decides, you know, the Beis Din's basic function is to be posek, who is correct. Who is correct? Masha'en came the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he deals more with what Daniel referred to a few minutes ago. He doesn't talk about who is right, who is wrong, who pays, who doesn't pay, but rather he gets involved with the broader approach. Mitzvah. etc. To work for society, for the good of society. They should create a just society. So I gave you an example of the two functions of Beis Din by looking into the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Sorry, just one minute. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin deals with the fact that we have two psukim that deal with the role of Beis Din. So we have the pasuk of Tzedek Tishbos Amisecha, and we have the pasuk of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. So Rav Ashi says that these two psukim kroy Echad Ledin, that one function of Beis Din is Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha, is that of Din, of paskening when you have a question. The Echad Lepshara, what does the Pshara mean? Ketzad, Shtei Sfinot Ovrot B'Nahar, Upagu Ze Baze, right? Shnei Gemalim Shayu Olim B'Malot Beit Charon, Upagu Ze Baze. Namely, that we have over here, simply, what do you do with traffic? How do you deal with right-of-way? This isn't a machlokes between Reuven and Shimon. This is, in other words, how do you set up a chevra? Where do you put the arrows? Who has the right of way? What are the rules of the game? That's what over here the Gemara calls pshara, but that's the tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. So we have these two functions. We have the tzedek, tishpot, amitecha, and we have the tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Our question is, which is the ikar function of these two? Now, in the Gemara, on Daf Lamed Beis and Amud Beis, there's no stira between the two. However, in an earlier Gemara, on the Vav Amud Beis, over there they deal, well, what happens if we have the two options in the same case, where we can move to a din or move to a pshara? Which would be preferred, the din or the pshara? And to machokes ha-mora'im. Right? Ein ze, in words, ha-botseya, kol ha-botseya, harei zechote. Or pumfakert, that there's a mitzvah liftsoa, that it's better to make a pshara than to have a din. In other words, that here we have this, in other words, not just a question of having two functions that are two separate functions, that this dealing with the realm of setting rules of traffic, and then you're dealing with a psak between Reuven and Shimon, but even within the psak between Reuven and Shimon, what should be the goal of Beis Din? Should it be to get to who is right, and then kol ha-botseya harei zechote, or should it be to bring about a situation more of peace, and that would be via the mitzvah liftsoa? So yitachein that over here, this would be the issue that could be between Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. This is what Eitan, I think, was the direction in which he was headed. If the ikar mechuyavit of Beis Din is like the Ramban says, to paskin, plilim, to be miyasem the Torah, and then which psak of kol dalam gvar or yachloku would go in that direction, which heads more towards an emes? Kol dalam gvar, at least 50% of the time you're going to hit into an emes. Again, you can make a mistake. It could really be that the wrong person is going to win. But statistically, at least 50% of the time, you're going to get to an emes, and we'll see in the rush more than 50% of the time. Masha'en came within Yachloku, the possibility that the two of them picked up the talis together is almost negligible. So 99% of the time, you're not going to get to an emes, but you're going to create a situation of shalom. Everyone will go home with the feeling that they didn't lose too much. You know that they're able to live with this situation. So from the perspective of MS, kol dalam gvar would be a preferable psak. From the perspective of society, yachloku l'chora would be a preferable psak. So yitachin that over here could be the machlokas. So again, it could be that it has nothing to do with jurisprudence. It could be that it's just a question, that it's a question of, I'm sorry. It could be that it's a question of how do we view kol dalam gvar? Is it a psak or is it a siluk? If we're going to view kol dalam gvar as a psak, like the Rush, and we say everyone agrees with that, then it could be the question over here in terms of which would be the preferred in terms of the overall role of Beis Din. I sent you to a Maor Mokom where I made a mistake in the Maor Mokom. I'm terribly sorry. In the Shelos Tshuvas Harash, it's not Klal Kuf Zayin, I couldn't read my own handwriting, it's Klal Kuf Zayin. In Klal Kuf Zayin, we have a similar issue in terms of Shuda. What kind of psak is Shuda the Dayane? Right? Shuda the Dayane clearly is not a siluk. It's not that Beis Din is throwing in the towel and saying we're walking away. We're dealing with Shuda the Dayane. The Dayane is involved. But what kind of psak is Shuda the Dayane? So listen to the language of the Tshuvas Harash. It's in Klal Kuf Zayin, in Simon Vav, towards the end. For Rabbeinu Tam, for Rabbeinu Chananel, we'll get to the details when we get to Shuda Dayane. Yipu koach hadayan lasot bedin ze koma shiirtze lasot. Below Tam omed hadat. Hachinam yisi b'Yerushalmi, le'ezi shiirtzu bezden machritim lo, lovad shiye bezden mumche. V'haynu taima, v'kevan deba hadin lefnei hadayan, v'hu eno yochol levarer hadavar, Eino rashai l'mshoch yado min hadin v'yarivu baledinim ze im ze, k'siv emes u'mishpat shalom, ki ala mishpat yei shalom ba'olam, l'chein nosnu koach l'adayan l'shpot v'la'asot ma shiyirtze, af b'lo tam v'raya, k'dei l'tet shalom ba'olam. And with that, the Rush says that the psak of Shuda the Dayanei is k'dei l'tet shalom ba'olam. Kedei latet shalom ba'olam. That is the overriding factor. What we're saying is that perhaps, according to the Riva, this is what's behind Yachloku. Yachloku also is not necessarily that this is the reality, but that this is the Mishpat Shalom. It's Kedei Latet Shalom Ba'olam. No one is going to say that Kol Dom Gevar is Kedei Latet Shalom Ba'olam. That you realize. In other words, if we're going to have a reasoning behind Kol Dom Gevar, it's going to be that we have over here something innate in the nature of man, which is going to give us the real pristine truth. That the truth is going to come out via this survival of the fittest. That the truth is going to come out. Not shalom is going to come out of that, but the truth is going to come out of that. So over here, at least in other words, what we're suggesting within the Riva and Yachloku, that's what the Rosh quotes Rabbi Notam and Rabbi Hananel, that's what's behind the world of Shuda de Dayane. Okay? Okay. So in terms of the preferred psak over here, it could be a local issue in terms of how we view Kol Dolam Gvar. It could be a more broader picture in terms of who has the zchut ha-bechora in terms of the function of Bezdin, the search for Emes or the search for Shalom, given the fact that both of those are functions of Bezdin, but which is the primary function of Bezdin. But now let's move back to Kol Dolam Gvar itself. Did anyone see in the Rishonim a language that would imply that Kol Dolam Gvar is a siluk of Bezdin? Did anyone see that in the Rishonim?
Rashbam.
Ah, very good. If you look in the Rashbam on Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, towards the end of Dibur HaMaschil Hasam. So over there, the Rashbam points out the very, very last line, that in a situation where we may be waiting for Edim to come, and we're afraid of making the wrong Psak Din, Ela minichin otam v'kol da'olem gavar ad sheyavo edim v'yavaru hadavar. The language of minichim otam, namely that Bezdin is minichin otam, that it simply takes a step back. It leaves the two people where they are. It tells the two people, we're not going to deal with this for whatever reason of Bezdin, but it's the minichim otam v'kol da'olem gavar. This l'chora is the approach of Siluk Bezdin, Menichim Otam. The other side, if we could move together to the Rush and Siman Kaf Beis, the Rush takes the opposite approach, and he points out, Zeomer Shalavosai, Vizeomer Shalavosai, Amar of Nachman, Kodol Megavar. So he starts off against the Rashbam. Hai Kodol Megavar, Dinahu. It's not a Menichim Otam. It's not raising one's hands. It's not walking away from the fracas. But rather, it's a psak din. And the psak din is, the kol misha govar yado bepam harishona hu shelo ad sheyavi chavero raya. The kolzman shelo yavi raya afin tigbar yado lo shafkinan leila afuke mine. In other words, that the nafkamina that the Rosh brings between himself and the Rashbam is what? What's a nafkamina, whether it's a din or it's a siluk? Whether we're dealing over here with something which is reversible. If it's a din, according to the Rush, it means that the first one who manages to take control over the object, that is going to be his object. We don't give an opportunity for the second one to bring in reinforcements and to move back into the fray. Masha'enkin, if it's a siluk, my nafkamina, first, second, third, the siluk means that they should fight it out. And it could very well be that it'll move back and forth from one to the other. Namely, that if it's a din, then we're saying that it belongs to this individual. If he wants to take this boat, and with this boat, he wants to be makdish the boat, he wants to be mekadish and isha with the boat, it's his. Masha'en kein, if you view it as a siluk, then, l'chara, we have a very big issue as to what he can do with it. This now, do you have to say that if it's a din, it's like the Rush? In other words, could you have a din that would be reversible?
If you had new evidence.
Even without new evidence. In other words, is the Rush, do we have over here, since it's a din, therefore, the first person who grabs it, it's his. Could you say it's a din, that whoever has control of it, it's his? L'chore, yes. Now, namely, if it's siluk, certainly it can go back and forth. If it's a din, the Rush says that, in other words, it makes sense that Chazal, if they're making a din, would not want it to be reversible, but it's not necessarily so. That we find, that other approach, namely that maybe it's a din, but it's reversible, we find in Tosfos, on the Vav Amud Aleph, Bab Metzia, on the bottom. I didn't give it to you in the Mar Makomos. The Gemara over there deals with the situation of Hahumasuta. There was a bathhouse that we mentioned earlier. Havu Minsu Alei Beitrei. I'm reading the top of the Vav Amud Beis. Hayamar Didihu Vahayamar Didihu. Kom Echod Minayhu Akdisha. One of them got up and he was Makdish the bathhouse. Parshi Minei Rabbi Chanina Vravoshi Avakulu Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan stopped using the bathhouse. And then the question is, as to whether the hekdesh really took place or didn't take place, whether it was a meaningful hekdesh or not. So Tosfos points out, Nira dehochi mi boyle b'masuta, reading the bottom Tosfos on the Vav Amud Aleph, Yirmasko v'ha, hochi mi boyle b'masuta, kevan de mekarkoi hi, v'have dina called olam gevar, you know, he's working off of the Rush, dina called olam gevar, not just it's a siluk, the kevan di im tokfa ha echad the hikadisha kishihi biyado mistama tulo paka afilu chazar chaveru v'tokfa mimenu ki hikadisha below tokfa nami have a hekdesh. Maybe we'll say that once we have a din of kol dalam gevar, it means that once the first person was tokef it and was makdish it, it was his. Even if the other person takes it later on, it doesn't change the ownership. That's the Rush's opinion. O dilma kevan dafilu gevar ha echad. Im yochal hasheni lachzor uletokfa mimenu zoche hu hadin hikdish b'lo tkifa lo yochal hekdish. He leaves it as an open question as to whether if it's a din, does it mean that it's irreversible? Or even if it's a din, then theoretically it could still be reversible. The Rush wants to explain his opinion. Why does he view it that it would be irreversible? So going back to the Rush, he says, d'lom istaber, she yitaknu chachamim, she yukol yemeyim b'meriva b'machlokes, hayom yigbar zeh, u'machar chaveiro. Ela chachamim pasku, kol da'olim b'pa'am hazos, govar. In other words, apisvara. The Rush is apisvara, but he has no raya. And so Tosfos of Metzia says, okay, you have a svara for the Rush, but you could say that the svara is just the opposite. I mean, because one of the fellows happened to have be more of a zoriz, does that prove that, that therefore it's his? Maybe the other person is more, you know, simply has a different personality. He's more of a zohir. He didn't want, you know, like it's the machlokes between Achitofel and Chushai Ha'arki. What should have been Avshalom's strategy? Should it have been to quickly go and to fight against David HaMelech, or to take your time, gather up all the troops, and then to drag David into the Jordan River, right? In other words, there were two sides. Avshalom chose the wrong side. Right, he chose the Eitzah of Chushai Ha'arki. So maybe over here the Rush is saying that, you know, it's that only a fool would use such a svara, and anyone who really belongs to would be quick, but not necessarily. So in any case, that's a svara of the Rush. What is the svara of might makes right? That is, Tosfos would agree with as well. The svara of might makes right is that Shemisha Hadin Imo, I'm sorry, V'samcho al zeh shekol misha hadin imo, A, karov lahavi rayot, Va'od misha hadin imo yimsor nafsho laha'amid shelo biyado mimashi yimsor ha'acher ligzol. Va'od yomar ma'betza she'emsor nafshi v'hayom ha'machar yavi rayot tenemiyazi. Namely, the Rush is explaining what is the svara behind the connection between might and right. However, it doesn't necessarily explain the irreversibility. That's a separate svara. Irreversible is that the Rush felt that Chazal wouldn't want there to be machlokes la'omayad, but you know it doesn't necessarily, and therefore first in for, you know, it keeps it first in winners, you know, finders are winners v'chulei. But again, that you can have the svara of kol dalam gvar that might proves right without necessarily saying that it's irreversible. Yes.
Do you think that part of the Rush's svara is that because you're making a din of tzad, that will bring out that will eventually produce the actual owner?
Yeah.
The two go hand in hand.
Right. But exactly. In other words, it's not just a question he put two sides. Not just a question of the fact that he's going to push himself to find the raya, But not just that he'll push himself to find the raya, but also the mesiris nefesh, the psychology of the individual, would push him to push himself. Okay, you know, that's, you know, it's, we saw by Rav Yehudi Bar Avin, it didn't work. Right, Rav Yehudi Bar Avin, the psak was by the Ilan called al gvar, and the other person took it, and had Rav Yehudi Ben Av, and had there not been, again according to the girsa of the girsa of Isi Sahadei, so then it worked in the end, right? That pushed Rav Yehudi to find the Eda. But if you have the girsa of Hoda, so it's only due to the mercy of the other individual that Rav Yehudi actually got what he got. So, and it, there's no guarantee that it's going to work out. Yes?
Called Al-Gibar is tainas, or it could be physical, either way.
So it's unclear in the Rush, and it's totally unclear in the Rishonim, is how much alimut, called the alim, gavar, how much might is one allowed to use? Are we talking over here about might meaning grabbing the object, or are we talking over here about punching the other fellow in the nose? Namely, what over here exactly is the level of force which is allowed to be used? That's totally unclear. Yes. No, it goes beyond tainus. We're talking over here about physically controlling, but it's unclear what means you're allowed to use to physically control the item.
If it was reversible, would we say the Bessin comes back in again?
If it was reversible, no, the Bessin doesn't come back. They'll just look at the situation. Namely, they'll say whoever currently has control, he currently can behave as the owner, but maybe there's really no ownership. Maybe no one can use it. No one can give it that to a Kohen for Pinyan HaBen. No one can use it really when you need Ba'alus.
I was thinking a little bit of Zilzul Atari, also Zilzul Adin, because the Benzin is not...
So Zilzul Adin we'll get to now. Okay, now we'll move over to the question of Zilzul Adin. The question is, what are the parameters of Kol Da'olim Gavar? When does Bezdin use such a psak? So that's the continuity of the Gemara. Right? What we've seen up to now is what's the preferred psak, Yachloku or Kol Da'olim Gavar. Is Kol Da'olim Gavar a siluk or is it a din? What if it's a din, is it reversible or irreversible? What is the svara behind the psak? That we've seen. But what are the limitations of Kol Da'olim Gavar? That's Umayshna. Umayshna Mishtei Shtaros Hayotzim Biyom Echad, the Rav Amar Yachloku, Ushmuel Amar Shuda Dedayene. Let's just forget about Shmuel for a minute. Okay? Put Shmuel on the side. We have over here a question, when do you use Kol Da'olim Gavar, Umayshna Mishtei Shtaros, when do you use Yachloku? Now let's just go back a step. What over here is the question? Which are we trying to limit? The Yachloku or the Kol Da'olim Gavar, the Maishna, when the Gemara answers Hasam Leka Mekam Alei De Milsa Hacha Ika Mekam Alei De Milsa, what over here is the Ikar? Which direction is the Gemara going? What is your default and what is the Chiddush? When the Gemara asks Maishna, when do you use X and when do you use Y? Now what should this be dependent upon? Exactly, this is the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. Namely, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he would say, Kol Da'olim Gavar, that's our default position. Normally we use Kol Da'olim Gavar. If normally we use Kol Da'olim Gavar, except in the case of Shnayim Ochazim, so Maishna Mishtei Shtaros Hayotzim B'Yom Echad. There's no Shnayim Ochazim. Why don't we use Kol Da'olim Gavar? According to Rabbeinu Tam, that was the question. The question is, why don't we always use Kol Da'olim Gavar when there's no Muchzakim? According to the Riva, what would be the question?
Why don't we say
the other way around. Generally, the Pursad is Yachloku, even when there is no Muchzakim. That's why Shnei Shtaros Hayotzim B'Yom Echad is Yachloku. Why don't we apply Yachloku to Kol Da'olim Gavar? That's the question of the Gemara. Namely, why shouldn't we apply Yachloku to Kol Da'olim Gavar? So the Riva has his response, right, in terms of Vaday Ramai, but the Gemara over here has a, maybe what's the same response, maybe not, in words that we have to see. What's the Gemara's response? Hasam leka lemekam ala demilsa. Hacha ika lemeka mered de milsa. So again, we're dealing now with kolam gvar. Kolam gvar, what are the parameters? When did Chazal use it? Which side? Leka lemeka or ika lemeka? Ika, right. That when we have a case where two people come with tainas, neither have any rayas. However, ika lemekam ala demilsa, there is the possibility that one of them will be able to bring a raya, then we use kol dalam gvar. Okay? Then we use kol dalam gvar. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, kol dalam gvar is limited to a case of ika lemekam ala demilsa. So even when there's no mukhzakut, when we have a case of ikal lemekam ala demilsa, we're going to use kol dalam gvar. If we have ikal lemekam ala demilsa and mukhzakut, then we use yachloku. That's daim ochsim betalis. But when we have ikal lemekam ala demilsa and there's no mukhzakut, then we use kol dalam gvar as opposed to yachloku. According to the Riva, generally, we use yachloku. However, in a case of ikla mekan demilsa, there we have no alternative but to use kol dalam gvar. We can't use yachloku. The Rashbam is working with which approach, the Riva or the Rabbeinu Tam? Which has to be explained, the ikla mekan malay or the lekla mekan malay? Which way does, if you're like Rabbeinu Tam, right, the kol dalam gvar is the preferred psak. However, if lek lemekam lemilsa, then we're going to go to yachloku. If we're working like the Riva, then the preferred psak is yachloku. However, in a case of ikal lemekam lemilsa, we can't use yachloku. Which direction is the Rashbam talking? Let's look at the Rashbam at the end of Dirmaschol Hasa. He says, Aval hacha, in the line where you have the dalet of the bach. Aval hacha, b'hai karka leka lo shtar v'lo edim. Aval hacha b'hai shtar, b'hai karka leka lo shtar v'lo edim. V'ika lemekam ala demilsa, im yavo'u v'yaidu shalmihu. Hilkach, ein kan lomar chaluka v'shuda. Namely, the preferred sack would be chaluka or shuda. But we can't use it. The Shema Yavo Edim, the Yistru Esadin Shedanu Bezdin, Hilkoch Ein Bezdin Niskakim Lahem Ladun, Din, Shesofo Lavo Lidei Ivut, Elamenichin Otam, the Kodalam Gvar, Achi Yavo Edim, Vivaru Hadavar. In other words, the Rashbam over here is explaining why we can't use a psak of Chaluka when Iko Lameka Male de Milsa. This is like the Riva. That the ideal should be chaluka. But in ikal lemekam ala demilsa, we can't use it. Why can't we use it? What over here is the issue? Why can't we use it? He doesn't get involved in vadei ramai. That's the Riva gets involved in. What's the issue? What? So over here, Daniel points out that the first issue that the Rashbam raises is that of zilusa de bedina, that we don't allow Bezdin to make a psak, shesofo lavo lidei ivut. That since we don't allow Bezdin to make a psak, which is going to be reversed, the Bezdin is going to pass in yachloku, then one of the sides is going to bring aid in that really belongs to him. Bezdin is going to have to reverse their psak. That's a lack of kavod of Bezdin. We don't let Bezdin enter into a situation where the likelihood is that their psak is going to be overturned. Okay? Ela, menichin osan v'kol dalim gevar ad shiavo edin ve'avaru hadavar. Is this just a continuation of the same sentence, or is this perhaps a second siba? In other words, one issue over here is that we don't allow Bezin to come to a psak, which is going to be a psak ma'uvat. Ein diskakin ladun din shesofa liyot ivut. Ela menichin otam v'kol dalam gvar ad shiyavau edim v'varu hadavar. What over here is the continuity? or could be the continuity. It could be simply a continuation of the same sentence. I mean, I agree. It could be simply a, you know, that I'm digging for something which really doesn't exist. But I do think that there's another factor over here which is involved.
Yes? Not right to give it to the wrong person.
The question is, under what circumstances does Beis Din have a chiyuv to paskin? When does Beis Din have a chiyuv to paskin? So it could be that when you have a situation which is static, which is not going to change, shnei shtaros hayotzim biyom echad, that situation is not going to change, then Beis Din has a chiyuv to paskin. However, when you have a situation which is fluid, in which people could still bring rayos, then maybe Beis Din isn't mechuyuv to paskin. Ela menichin otam, kol dam gevar ad sheyavo edim vivaru hadavar. Namely, leaving aside the issue of Kavod Beis Din. Kavod Beis Din is an issue. Zilusa de Beis Din, we know, is an issue. But it could be that we have another factor, and that is, when do we push Beis Din to the wall and say, you have to paskin? It could be that only when all the facts are on the table, then we tell Beis Din, look, what are you waiting for? You paskin. But if there are facts still to come into the picture, so then Beis Din isn't yet mechuyev to paskin. And that's the concept of siluk. They can simply raise their hands and say, we're not going to deal with this. The kol dam gevar would be an issue of siluk. Again, this is the Rashbam, le shitato. What could be over here a nafkamina between these two approaches? As to whether we're worried about zihusa de bedina, or as to whether the question is, does Beis Din have to paskin in a situation which is fluid?
So when you say all the facts that are on the table,
yes. Right. You're correct. According to the Rashbam, certainly Kol Dam Gevar is reversible. Kol Dam Gevar is not a psak. That you're 100% correct. In other words, but that I'm saying, what is the difference if the reason behind Ikel Amekalei Demilsa is because of Kavod of Beis Din, or it's because of the obligation of Beis Din? Is it that we say that we don't want to put Beis Din in a situation where their psak is going to be reversed because it'll be pie on their face? That's kavod of Beis Din. Or are we saying, no, it's not a question of pie on their face, but rather Beis Din isn't obligated to paskin as long as the situation is still fluid. As long as there are still facts that can come in, Beis Din can simply say, we're holding off. We don't want to deal with this case. Not because they're afraid of pie on their face, but simply they have no chiyuv. They have no chiyuv to paskin yet, because we don't yet have a situation which lends itself to psak. What would be the difference between these? What could be a difference between these two approaches? Well, maybe you can ask the question as a independently. What does Ika Lameka Malei Demilsa mean? What if we have a situation where something is theoretically possible, but the likelihood is 1 in 100. Is that called Ika Lameka Malei Demilsa?
The degree to which we have to be sure that we can achieve a permanent psak at this point.
So again, in other words, that's an open question. Namely, Ika Lameka Malei Demilsa, is it that we have over here a probability that Raya is going to be brought, or that we have a theoretical possibility that Raya will be brought, even though, you know, the likelihood is very, very little. Yes?
It probably sounds like even if there's a small percentage it will be brought, he says by the two stars, he says even if it could be a different day, and the stama was the same day, he's willing to rely on that rover, if that's not going to be written.
That's, in other words, that you're saying that shtei shtaros is defined as lekel ameka malei demilsa, right?
Even though there's a slight possibility there will be eight
of it. So I'm saying that maybe, in other words, if we're concerned over here about pi in the face of Beis Din, what should be our criteria?
Actuality.
Is there a likelihood that Beis Din is going to be caught with their pants down? Is there a likelihood that this psak is going to be overturned? We're concerned with Zilus de Beis Din. We don't want Beis Din to be embarrassed by having it come. If it's not a possibility, 1 in 1,000,000, that's not l'chora, zilus de Beis Din. But if we're dealing over here, at what point does Beis Din have a chiyuv? We're dealing on a theoretical plane. when does Beis Din have a chiyuv to paskin? It could be that as long as theoretically more can be brought in, Beis Din's not mechuyav. And we were dealing over here not in terms of the practicality of their being embarrassed, but in terms of the theory involved as to in terms of when they are responsible, when they are obligated to paskin. Could be that theoretically that already would be enough. This issue we're going to move into in Yirtzeh Hashem in the next year, and I'd like to point out what, in other words, what this is dependent upon. The Gemara then continues, Maishna mehod tanan hamachlif para b'chamor. The Gemara is asking, what is the difference between hamachlif b'chamor and something? The question is, what is the Maishna? What are we comparing to machlif para b'chamor? Are we comparing hahu arba, going back to Koldo and Gvar, or are we comparing shtei shtaras hayotzos b'yom echad? So I'd like you to see over here the Rashbam, how the Rashbam understands it, and I'd like you to understand, to look at the Rimigash over here. You should see that the two disagree, okay? You understand that if we're comparing it to hahu arba, that means that we're saying hahu arba is equal to mekam le demilsa, machlif par b'chamor is equal to mekam le demilsa. If we're comparing it to shtei shtaros, it means just like shtei shtaros is lekel amekam, so also machlif par b'chamor is lekel amekam. How can you have such a difference? So that should link in with that which we've been discussing, you know, over the last 2 minutes, in terms of what does ikel amekam amid the milsa mean, and what does leka demekam alei the milsa mean. Then we have to ask ourselves, what about shnayim ochsin betalus? Shnayim ochsin betalus, is that ikel amekam alei the milsa? Is that leka amekam alei the milsa? So think about that in terms of the Tosos that we learned over here on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, and also see the Rashba in Baba Metzia on Daf Beis Amid Aleph Dibur Hamaschil Lo Dlo Amrinan. Rashba Daf Beis Amid Aleph Dimasa Dlo Amrinan. Okay. Then what we'll do again, just to, before we get into the details of the sugya, just to get through the Gemara of the top two lines of on Daf Lamed Hamid Beis, Isle Drar Demamona or Lesle Drar Demamona. What does that phrase Drar Demamona mean? So look over here at the Rishonim, the Rashbam and Tosfos. Look in Baba Metzia at the Rishonim on the parallel sug in the beginning of Baba Metzia on Drar Demamona. The, in other words, the Ramban, the Rashba, etc. How? What does Drar Demamona mean? Then we'll have our criteria. That will give us our framework. Namely, that then we'll be able to put on the board that we use Kolam Gvar in case X. We use Yachloku in case Y. We'll use a different form of Yachloku or Shuda in case Z. That we'll be able to see what the framework is, and then we'll move back to each psak. Okay? Kolam Gvar, pretty much we have seen, you know, it's what is the nature of Kol Olam Gevar, and to a certain degree the parameters. Like to first, you know, it's move into see what the parameters are of the other psakim, and then move over into the nature of Yachloku, the nature of Shudah Dayane, etc. So in terms of our Makomos, again, to see the next Gemara according to the Rashbam and the Rimigash, to see the sugya, to go back in terms of Shnayim Olsim, a case of Ikal Mekam Alei Demilsa or Lekal Mekam Alei Demilsa, to move to Drar Demamona and try and see what are the various options of Drar Demamona, and then we'll start again from the beginning. Then we'll start, you know, begin going through the Tosfos over here on the sugya. I said, okay. I'll try and put up a Daf Mar Makomos, but I just have to sleep first. Sorry. Okay. Since Gemara made it back into the Shia room, so we'll try and put it here.